Man who helped for death of LA officers has no regrets, slave catchers got bopped. By Joel B. Polak on September 15, 2020. Kevin Wharton Price, one of the Black Lives Matter supporters who protested at the entrance to the hospital where two LA County Sheriff's Department LASD deputies were rushed Saturday, said he has no regrets. On Saturday evening, Price was seen outside the local hospital where the two LASD deputies had been rushed after being shot in the face and head, respectively, when they were ambushed by a man who shot them as they sat in their patrol car. He shouted, "I hope they effing die." In a Facebook video posted Monday, Price defended his actions, noting that his group was associated with Black Lives Matter but was separate from it. Our own political agenda. He mocked the idea of being upset that two slave catchers from Compton got popped. He disputed reports that Black Lives Matter protesters were trying to block the entrance to the hospital, or to force their way into the hospital. To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room yelling "We hope they die," referring to two LA sheriffs ambushed today in hashtag Compton. Do not block emergency entries and exits to the hospital. People's lives are at stake when ambulances can't get through. LA County Sheriffs, at LAEEC, September 13, 2020. He said that his group was there to deliver a message to gang-banging sheriffs, and that they would shed no tears. And when you die, and your blood spills on the street, we're going to celebrate. Price is a local community activist and ex-convict who was mentioned in a May 2018 story by the Los Angeles Times about African-American activists who wanted to change the name of the Leimert Park neighborhood to Africatown. In an article titled "There's South Korea Town. There's Little Tokyo. So why can't Leimert Park be Africatown? Or Wakanda?" the Times reported. "Everybody knows our origins come from Africa," said Kevin Wharton Price, a leader of the Africatown Coalition, which is seeking to establish an autonomous community called Africatown to celebrate Black people's connection to the continent. "And Africa speaks specifically to our experience." Price, the activist with Africatown Coalition, has a national plan to establish Africatowns in every major metropolis. Fox News' Tucker Carlson noted Price's activism in the community, as well as mentioned by The Times, in his September 14 show. He cited The Times reporting that Price's Africatown Coalition had met with representatives of LA Mayor Eric Garcetti's office. Carlson also played a clip from Price's live stream Sunday, when he expressed his glee at the shootings, saying that people should celebrate today because the oppressor has been slain. Both LASD deputies are expected to survive and are recovering. One is a 24-year-old man, the other is a 31-year-old mother with a 6-year-old daughter. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.